Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line as we launch here into the third hour of the program. Joining you tonight is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com as we continue taking your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. We go to Norway, the amp line, where Marius is on the line with us. Hello, Marius.
Hey there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You were talking about flag burning the other day.
Yes, what about it?
I thought I'd chime in about that, because I think that flag burning is really important.
Why? Really?
Because the flag is something that people regard as sacred. And I think that when you regard something as sacred, you tend to believe that every other person should regard that thing as sacred.
Right.
So you have to be like acclimatized to other people not looking at what you think is sacred as sacred.
You have to be acclimatized to acclimated.
Close enough.
Good one.
Acclimated. Yeah.
Yes, sir. So you're saying that by burning a flag, it helps break down those mental blocks in people's minds that they've built up?
Well, it's like doing offensive comics of the prophets of certain religions. You have to get into the mindset that there are other people in this world that don't have the same belief systems as you have. When people regard something as sacred, they tend to use force to get over the people to have the same view.
Marius, so I agree with what you're saying as far as a goal, and I do agree that flags are, people consider flags to be sacred symbols, and they treat them as religious relics. My question is do you have any kind of, like, proof that something like flag burning would in any way help to break people down or acclimate them to the destruction of sacred relics? I mean, I would think that, personally, I believe that seeing something like that actually does people, causes people to believe the other sort of direction.
In the short run, people will get offended and will be angry with you because you are desecrating what they regard as sacred. But if you look at how things are here in Norway, we have never had that separation of church and state as you kind of have in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
But we have been a Christian nation, a really Christian nation for a long time. And it has been really important that people have desecrated the religious symbols and have drawn comics and have in some ways offended Christians. To get that separation that we are approaching in Norway now, and to get that mindset that people don't have to have all the same beliefs as we tend to approach now in Norway.
Very good,
so,
Marius. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the discretion is a really important step on the way, because it opens up the channel.
Marius, now you had sort of a state religion there in Norway, and like correlation not being causation, there's no way, real reason why the desecration that's occurred in Norway, that as you're saying, has led to sort of a more secular society. It could very well be the state religion that led to a secular society, because people didn't have very many choices, so they chose nothing. It could just as easily be the state religion as it could have been any desecration that might have occurred.
Well, when you have a state religion and when you have a people that is really religious, then the only choice you have is to be religious. So we'll get a really good and nice view on that in the long run now in Norway, because we have had a large public debate about Islam and about the prophet and the comics that have been drawn.
So that happened as a result of the comic strip? There's been conversation that has occurred?
Yeah, it's been a real good conversation.
Good. I'm always in favor of... I'm an iconoclast. I like the idea of destroying ideas and giving people something to think about. I wouldn't choose flag burning for my own personal activism, but I do support the activity. I'm glad you called tonight, Marius. Thank you for it. 800-259-9231.
I'm afraid I remain unconvinced. I think that flag burning is only detrimental, not...
You mean the U.S. flag, because as you admitted the other night, you did burn the U.N. flag.
That's correct. But I would say that...
But isn't it going to anger people, Mark? That's going to anger people,
what?
Burning the U.N. flag.
It's not going to anger nearly as many. And I just don't see the role of the United States as legitimate in the U.N.
And I don't see the role of the United States as legitimate.
Great.
That's what I thought you were going to say, Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi.
Hey.
I got some news for you.
Yes.
I just talked to Dr. Martini. She said that Obama signed away our Declaration of Independence 2 weeks ago.
She did.
And it says it's on the internet. But anyway,
well, how was it your declaration in the first place,
hold on,
anyway?
The Declaration of Independence.
Wait a minute, let me finish. He also signed away our sovereignty to the New World Order.
Document. What?
She signed away your sovereignty to the New World Order, Mike. Did you hear the news? Didn't you see the press release?
I think it's been gone a long time.
Anyway, they're trying to keep it quiet so some of the news people know about it.
Yeah, what made you think that you had any sovereignty prior to this alleged event occurring, Paula?
Because we do have sovereignty. I mean, we're not a corporation.
Well, I'm clearly not a corporation. I would agree with you there.
We're sovereign over our own lives.
But what makes you think that that this just now happened and it didn't happen 25 years ago?
Well, they said it happened 2 weeks ago.
They, meaning Dr. Martini.
She knew about it and like said it's on the internet.
Now, well, there's a lot of stuff on the internet. I know, Paula,
yeah,
you've never...
it did happen.
I know that you've never been on the internet, Paula, but there's a lot out there.
Now,
and some of it's true.
Like,
some of it's not.
I'd like to, before we go any farther here, Paula.
Wait a minute. She's been to some foreign countries that knew about
Mark, this is Dr. Martini we're talking about here.
Yeah,
everybody knows.
All I'm trying to say is, hey, you make all the fun of Paula you want. She broke the bird, swine, human flu thing on this show on Friday night. She was the first. She was the first one I heard talking about it.
You mean if she broke it before the national news got?
Before I heard about it.
She knew before everyone else.
She knew before I did.
She's got her fax machine, which is, it's in the loop.
She did.
So go ahead, Paula. Sorry. Continue.
Well, all I'm saying is that 2 weeks ago he signed away the Declaration of Independence, and then at the G20 he turned over our sovereignty to the New World Order.
Now, how does one sign away the Declaration of Independence?
Don't ask me, but they said he did it. And matter of fact, I was told by somebody, a cousin of mine, just a few minutes ago, he said, people need to start petitioning their state representatives.
No.
Hang on a minute. Petition your state representatives to impeach him.
Do you think that'll work, Julia?
And also get rid of our senators up in Washington, because they allowed this to happen.
Petitioning the state senators and the...
From here, from your own state, to have them...
bring us back our sovereignty. Give us back our declaration.
Right.
We want to not be slaves.
They've gone against their oath they took when they were in office. We know when they got in there. And
you really think that will work, Paula?
Huh?
You really think that's going to work, calling up and begging? Has that really worked in the past to do anything to shrink the government?
I think if we have enough people doing it, we can get it done.
Didn't they beg in the whole bailout thing? Remember the first bailout during the Bush?
Well,
was it the bailout? Was it? Yeah. They begged and begged and didn't get anything done. In fact, they passed the bailout.
I tell you what, this was all planned, okay?
Yeah, that I believe. I mean, obviously it had to be planned in order for it to be executed, right? Thank you for the call, Paula. Always good hearing from you. So what do you think, Julia? Will Paula's solution solve the problem? Call some representatives?
No, but... I gotta say about Paula, she has some of the thickest skin around, because every time she calls, you guys make fun of her, and she just says, no, listen up, here goes. She just lets it roll right off her back. What a really positive person.
I like Paula. I think she's a nice old lady.
How do you know how old she is?
When I picture Paula in my head, I picture a diner waitress.
Yeah, but without the cigarette.
Definitely a coffee pot with the orange top.
She's a very health-conscious woman. If she did smoke, she has stopped.
So I
put holes in your brain.
I appreciate where Paula is coming from, in that she has it in her heart, I think, the right intentions.
Absolutely true.
She wants people to be healthy. She wants people to be free. She wants the government to back off. I think that's all great. I just don't think that calling the government and asking them to stop is going to, if the federal government at the very least, I don't think it's going to do anything at all. And I base that off, you know, off of experience, having seen them grow and grow and grow, no matter how many phone calls I get from people. I don't seem to much care about what you think. It's Free Talk Live.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, we give them away. You can enjoy those free over at freetalklive.com, including the wiki. Over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. W-I-K-I. Wiki.freetalklive.com. Are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? If you knew thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active for freedom, would you join them? You can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we continue, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's talk to Michael in Kentucky. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing tonight?
Hey, just super. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm just calling to ask if anyone corrected the guy that called from Louisiana about open carry.
I'm not sure. Corrected in what manner?
Well, people don't realize that open carry is pretty much the regularity as far as the laws are concerned throughout the states.
Wait, you're saying open carry is legal throughout America?
Most of America, yeah. If you go to the website opencarry.org, they have a map, and the map shows clearly that there's only six states that outright forbid the practice of open carry.
Well, okay, while that may be true, there are certainly some state government people that are friendlier toward the idea than others. We had somebody call in, and I forget what state he was from, but he basically had told the story that the police are under orders to stop anybody that is open carrying a firearm, put them down on the ground.
That was a blog story, and that was Minnesota.
Take the firearm away from them.
Or the other
keep
one.
Them on the ground, run the check that they need to check, and then if everything clears, then give them the firearm back. And that's in a state where open carry is supposedly legal as well. So
that was Wisconsin,
uh-huh.
And that was only as a result from the attorney general had to make a correction because a man was arrested on his own property. That's what Mark's talking about, and they had to drop the charges against him because their own Supreme Court, they don't have concealed carry in Wisconsin. So the only way they can carry legally is open carry. And so it was the Milwaukee police chief that was very angry about that. And that he made that statement.
You're saying that he has been overruled at this point?
Well, I mean, it was always the law and always the understanding that you could openly carry.
You know, It's also true that you can carry long guns in most places openly.
Right.
And I think that if you walk around with a long gun in your hands, there's a good chance you're going to end up dying in a hail of bullets.
Right, yeah. If you're holding
So there's a difference between what the law is and then what, like, real life is going to be like. And I'm for open carrying. I think that people need to defend their rights where they have them. But I think we lost that one a while ago.
Well, it's coming back. If you go, that's where I started my activism as far as, because I started getting interested in carrying a firearm after Virginia Tech. And I ended up on opencarry.org, and the movement was getting underway, getting people used to the idea. And then I found out that you can't open carry in Florida. And that's one of the six states you can't open carry at all.
Interesting.
But people have been winning court cases. In Virginia, this one man has won settlement money against a city because they keep arresting him illegally.
Wow.
So, I mean, it is changing. That's how they got their concealed carry in Ohio. They did open carry walks.
Oh, that's great. But, you know, that's what it really takes, and it goes to show evidence that if you want to be free, you have to act like it. You have to stop begging permission. You have to start going out there and being free people and not apologizing for it. And I think eventually if enough people start doing that, as you pointing out with the open carry walks, then there's nothing they can do about it. I mean, there are 40 people out today to show support for Andrew Carroll for doing his marijuana civil disobedience. But if there were 40 people that had done the disobedience with Andrew Carroll, that would have changed the whole game.
I wanted to bring that up because a lot of people on the forums, they mentioned that when they do their concealed carry training, the trainers will try to discourage or even go as far as saying it's illegal to open carry because, you know, they make money. They make money off of that training, the license and all that.
So they're just lying to people then?
Yeah, and the police lie too.
No, they're trained to lie, actually, but you're absolutely right about that. Great call tonight, dude. Thank you for making it.
You know, I was doing a radio show with a couple of one ex-police officer, one police officer. The guy met the gentleman today. He was Lieutenant Sturdy here, the King police department. And, you know, one thing that he said was...
That's his nickname, by the way, Sturdy.
Yeah. And one thing that he had said is that, you know, about Jesse carrying his AK-47. Was it an AK-47? No, it was just
a rifle. It was an Uzi. He was carrying a rifle one day, and then another day he was carrying, like, a Mac-9 or something.
Somehow, like, either if his wife was there, she would have felt threatened, or she felt threatened, or something like that. Some terminology about feeling threatened. And, you know, I didn't have a great comeback for it at the time. This was off air for him. But, you know, there's a difference between somebody, because open carrying makes people feel threatened. Many people who, you know, just aren't around guns on a very regular basis, some people are taught that guns are terrible. They jump up to kill people. You know, that's kind of how they're...
That's what I was taught.
Yeah, pretty much how they're viewed. But so they feel threatened by the gun. However, feeling threatened and being threatened
are two
entirely different things. I can feel threatened if I'm... in a room full of black people. I can choose that. Should we outlaw black people? No, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So somebody,
it's all going on your head.
Right. Feeling threatened is what's happening in your head.
But if
being threatened is an act by the other person.
Right. If there's somebody who's carrying a weapon in an unsafe manner, then I think you do have a legitimate claim to actually being threatened. For instance, there have been some instances where some tips have been given to certain individuals who have been carrying firearms in less than a desirable manner. And those individuals took those tips seriously and adjusted their method of carry as a result of that. And I think it's important to communicate to somebody, especially if they've got a firearm and they're not carrying it safely. It's important to say something to them. I mean, yeah, most people, you know, in a social situation may not want to bring something like that up because it might be uncomfortable, but it'll be a hell of a lot less uncomfortable than having a bullet in between somebody's ribs or something like that. So
yeah, that's not good.
So if you ever see somebody carrying a firearm incorrectly and you know the person, I don't think there's anything wrong with gently, you know, explaining to them, you know, saying, well, thank you for, I appreciate that you're carrying the firearm and thanks for helping keep people safe. However, I'd like to point out that I actually feel somewhat endangered by the way that you're carrying this.
Right.
And try to be as cordial about it as possible. And if not, if they don't change the way they are behaving, then you should probably ostracize
on
that person.
Same radio show, a King City Council person called in, and I don't know who it was. But
this is where you were co-hosting.
Yeah, this is I was co-hosting on Talkback, another show here locally. And she basically said that the people that were open carrying in the city, the people had come in and, you know, in the city council meeting open carrying, which is completely legal here in Keene, New Hampshire, were threatening them.
Mm.
Now, she went one step further for saying she felt threatened, that in fact stating that her feeling threatened was a fact.
I think that's interesting that a politician would be feeling threatened by the guns in the room.
Right. Well, and the other sort of thought on that is what's the famous Thomas Jefferson saying is when the government fears fear the people, you have liberty. When people fear the government, you have tyranny. Oh, good. The government's fearing the people.
Yeah.
It's good news, right?
1-800-259-9231. How about this, city councilor lady? You put down your guns, and we'll put down ours. That would be fair, wouldn't it? If they stop using force on people, they start threatening.
Well,
stop
there's no guns when it's the law, Ian.
That's
law.
True. They're invisible. 800-259-9231. The law changes everything. Murder's no longer murder. Theft is no longer theft, as long as you write it down on paper.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, features including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They are yours free, going back for an entire year right there on the front page of the website, freetalklive.com. To the amp lines, let's talk to Dustin in California. Dustin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Yeah, I work in corporate broadcast out here, and it's kind of times are a little tough, and I wasn't feeling real good about working in the corporate world of broadcast. It's a little dirty to me. But they fly under this flag of, oh, we're serving the public and all that. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I was actually proud to work in this industry. I actually overheard... Now, I should preface this. This is the Spanish Market Radio, which happens to be the number one station in L.A.
I believe it.
Now, you would never hear this on an English station. I've never heard it. People call in and report on checkpoints, whether it's DUI, driver's license, insurance. So I happened to be next to the phone screener, and he was talking about it, and I asked him about it. Apparently, it's a regular thing.
Wow.
People call in when they see a checkpoint to warn everyone.
That's
now, that's
awesome.
Serving the public. I was just thrilled to hear this. And this is happening about 40 miles east of Los Angeles It's about 75 miles north of the Mexican border. So it's not like we're down in, you know, Chula Vista or Mexicali area. This is east of L.A.
But nonetheless,
Inland Empire?
Yeah, Inland Empire. Exactly.
People are coming together and they're using technology, in this case cell phones, calling into a radio station where the information is rebroadcast over, as you're saying, it's a number one station. That's a tremendous service. It reminds me of the Porcupine 411 system, except even better. Out here in New Hampshire, one of the activists, I mean, you know this, but for those just tuning in, one of the activists, the liberty-loving activists out here, has set up a system where you can dial a phone number and it connects you to voicemail. You leave a voice message. That message is then blasted out to anybody who's chosen to receive those messages. So it's kind of a similar system, except without the radio transmitting device, which can obviously reach a whole lot more people in a short period of time. So what a great idea.
Drive time Friday afternoon, letting people know, hey, don't go that way, or you might not make it to your destination. And these are people with an incentive to help each other out because they're undocumented. And, you know, it could absolutely ruin their life to go down that road. And I challenge English-speaking white folks to call into their local talker and see if a checkpoint makes it on the air.
You could make it on the air on this show, maybe, but then again, it's not really a local thing, so it wouldn't be too effective. But you're right. I mean, how many of those conservaclone talk show hosts are going to take calls like that?
Yeah, well, we need to protect our border.
Even the progressive guys. I wonder if the progressives would even take a call like that. I wonder about that.
I doubt it.
All right, well, that's it, guys.
Thanks for sharing that, dude. Really appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I think that radio trans... I know some people write off radio, right? They're these people that are new into new technology, and radio is so old, you know, old school. And
I'm kind of one of those people.
The internet is where it's at. And I'm sorry, the radio is still a viable technology. It is still a useful technology. And I'll give you an example of just how today radio came in handy. It was,
well, I think more than useful or viable, it's relevant. People have them in their cars, and they're using them. 90%+ of the American population listens to the radio at least sometime during the week. That's a pretty powerful
medium. There's a tremendous amount of users out there for radio, but I didn't mean radio from a broadcast perspective in general. I just mean the device of radio, the idea of radio transmissions. And of course, you know that Wi-Fi is radio, right? I mean, it's over the airwaves, so that's radio transmissions. Cell phones are using radio frequency transmissions to get their to get your phone call out. But today, when we were doing the activism this afternoon at the Keene District Court, we had Dave Ridley from Ridley Report.com had a plan to station activists at the different exits to the building, because last time when the mass arrests happened, we weren't sure if they were going to go out the back or they were going to go out the front. They ended up going out the front, I think taking one guy out the back. So the idea was, since we have so many activists now, well, let's not have everybody just go into the courtroom. Let's have somebody stationed out back, and let's have somebody stationed out front, and somebody in the, you know, the inside the lobby of the building. And he said, well, let's trade phone numbers, and then if something happens, you can call me. And I suggested, well, wait a minute. Let's go old tech here. Let's bring radio into the picture, because two-way radios would be a whole lot more useful for a situation like that. If you've got multiple, you're even shrugging your shoulders at this, Mark.
I'm not saying they're not useful. I just don't know where this fits into the conversation of radio.
I'm talking about how radio is useful even today. Because everybody thinks that all the new technology is the way to go, but radio is very useful in that we had activists stationed at different places. They all had little two-way family radio service radios with them. And so if somebody comes out that back door with a prisoner and you need to get that message out to other people, what's most effective? Picking up your cell phone, hunting for a phone number, hitting dial, waiting for it to ring, waiting for the other guy to pick up the other line, then relaying the message, and then having to make another cell phone call or have him make a call. That's a really arduous process compared to just lifting up your two-way radio, clicking the push-to-talk key, and getting the message out.
You know, your two-way radio is the best tool for that particular job. I just don't know that people, you know, I mean, that is not a radio in people's minds. It's not the same
thing. It's not a radio in people's minds? I don't understand. It's a radio.
Okay.
I'm talking
not playing
about
rock and roll music.
What?
It's not playing rock and roll music.
Right. I'm not necessarily talking about broadcast radio, though that's certainly a viable option as well.
But as you said, Wi-Fis and a plethora of instruments that we use on a daily basis use radio waves.
Yes, new tech is a lot of it's based on radio. But I was just saying that even older technology-style radio like that is still useful. In fact, broadcast radio is, I think, can be very useful for activism as well. But it requires broadcast radio requires people to actually break the law in order to use it. And what I mean is pirate radio, of course. And here's just an idea. Here's one that that some folks have been kicking around up here in the Keene area. You know, talking about, Dustin was talking about how people have been calling their local talk station in Los Angeles to report checkpoints. Well, you could do something similar to that in your local area. You could set up your own radio station if you wanted to, and you could air all kinds of content on there, whatever you wanted to do. But one idea that I really think is cool is to take the police department scanner feed and put that on the air as an FM channel. How cool would that be?
I think it's a pretty good idea.
That's a community service right there, letting folks know what the police are doing, what they're up to, especially in areas where the police are dangerous, where you've got the police that are going out hurting people. Of course, they might hurt you if they find out you're operating that radio transmitter. But nonetheless, nobody ever said this would be risk-free. This whole activism thing, this standing up for liberty, will not be a risk-free occasion. And so get yourself a scanner, plug it into a computer, put it or you could just get a scanner, plug it right into a transmitter, or you could plug it into a computer, transmit the feed over the internet, pick it up at the transmitter site, and then rebroadcast it. And I think a lot of people would appreciate that. Imagine being able to drive around town, and instead of listening to music or a talk station, you could actually hit a button and instantaneously hear what the cops are talking about.
I think it's valuable.
Yeah, but it requires people taking a little bit of risk.
Yep.
Could be a payoff, though. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line here. Let's continue with your calls and talk to Joe in North Carolina. Joe?
Can you hear me?
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hi. Speaking of activism, where we can use our numbers in an effective way, in an urgent way, the senators, the U.S. senators, they are probably one of the smallest, most powerful groups of elected officials in this country, and yet have a high proportion, perhaps the highest, of publicly treacherous, traitorous officials who are violating the interests of our country and violating the interests of our states.
Right.
We need to. Some of them are more obviously, overtly, historically traitorous.
I want to find out what your proposal is. It sounds to me like you've got a proposal. You've got an idea to deal with this situation because it's been that way for a long time. I'm not sure what it is you're going to throw out there, but I want to find out. So we'll bring you back in moments. More with Joe and your calls as well. If you want to dial in, you can bring up anything. That's the point of the show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
These are challenging times. Inflation, job security, political and financial uncertainty affect us all. Now more than ever, it's important to review your life insurance needs should something happen to you. Experts agree. Most families should have life insurance protection of 10 times their income. The great news is, life insurance rates have never been this low. When you call Termco, Gil Edwards will tell you how affordable term life insurance can be. Gil specializes in saving people money on top-rated term life insurance. Find out if you're paying too much or if you don't have enough. Ask about the new return of premium plans, which return your entire premium back to you after 20 or 30 years, tax-free, guaranteed. Your family's protected either way. Get the best coverage with Termco at the lowest possible rate. Call Termco for a free no-obligation quote. Call 800-493-7712. 800-493-7712. That's 800-493-7712.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code iodine at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want, even in these remaining moments. Just enough time for your call, if you make it now, to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line joining you. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on as many radio stations as we can possibly do, and bringing more internet listeners on board as well. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com and join up, amp.freetalklive.com.
Two roads diverged in yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveler. Long I stood, and I looked down as far as I could to where it bent into the undergrowth. Then took the other, just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear. Though as for the passing there, had warned them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay, in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day, yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence, two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference.
We continue with your phone calls. Joe is in North Carolina, and you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, Joe, you were pointing out, and correctly so, that the U.S. government people are just a bunch of corrupt scumbags, and you sounded like you might have a plan to do something about that.
Well, especially the Senate, and they've been the weakness ever since they went to popular vote of senators. Now, all you have to do is get a list of unconstitutional, anti-constitutional grievances against the senators. There's obvious ones: voting for the Military Commissions Act, voting for the Patriot Act, voting for the stimulus package, voting for the bailout, all kinds of things. Failure to stop what Obama's been doing or the executive branch. You know, so get these issues sorted out, figure out which senators voted on these bills the wrong way, people who were pro-amnesty, you know, and have them in closing the borders, you name it.
Wait, you want to close the borders?
They want to give amnesty to the illegal aliens, especially the felons.
Now, what if I told you that, in fact, the immigration laws that we have in the United States are unconstitutional? Would you change your opinion?
The Constitution gives Congress the power to regulate immigration. We have laws.
Not in the original 13 states, it doesn't. Not after 1812 or something like that.
Okay, then leave that one out, please. We'll continue on. They're traitors nonetheless.
Yes.
Now, do you get your issues lined up on the senators for each state, and who is it that is supposed to be pulling traitorous senators out of the Senate? That should be the state legislatures, because they're the ones who used to put them there and take them out.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
They don't put them there, but no one said that they couldn't take them back out.
Hmm.
So we write petitions in each state to the senators and to the state legislatures that are over them, and then, you know, because that's both groups, as well as the attorney generals and any other officials of the state that you want to send them to, perhaps the media, get a real movement going in each state for each particular senator and say that we want this senator recalled for the following anti-constitutional actions, and we want it done now.
You know, I have to say, you surprised me. I didn't expect that.
I think it's a pretty darn good idea. I don't think I think you're going to have one heck of a time getting these state legislators on board with it. But man, I'm not unimpressed.
It's a unique approach. It's one I don't think I've ever heard before. I'm so used to having people just say the same old, "Oh, we need to run somebody new and take them out, and you know, go run take our candidate and take them to the White House or take them to Washington D.C."
That pressure. You do. You tell the senator, we're going to run people against you. You tell the state legislature, if you don't do recall this guy, we're going to run people against you. You do use that pressure, but you make it an activist about the issues, especially the urgent ones that are tearing the fabric of the country apart, that are assaulting the states. What about the real ID? That's an assault on the states.
Sure is.
What about the military, the John Warner Defense Authorization
Act,
is an assault on the governor's authority?
Question, Joe. I mean, I think it's a unique position. However, I'm pretty jaded against using the system to try to change the system. But let's talk about the system and using it and maybe a different option, that if you're going to be able to get people all riled up and get them active to do something like this, because what you're talking about is going to require a fairly decent amount of effort from a fairly large amount of people. And if you can get that amount of people that jazzed up in order to do the things you're suggesting, why not just go all the way and start advocating that the states just secede? I mean, then you won't have any problems with senators anymore as far as at the national level, because it'll be your own country.
Might be an idea.
Well, I mean, for one, I don't know the mechanism for declaring secession without the cooperation of the state legislature. So,
you need the legislature
to get their intention.
Well, you would need the legislature to pull that senator as well, so you'd be getting the legislature to secede instead of just play games with Washington, D.C.
Realize that what was the success of Ron Paul? It was, there was an issue around which to focus. There was a race around which to focus people's anger about the situation and to give them something to do. This would be a mobilizing effect across the country on a consistent set of activist principles, which would, one, jolt hopefully the senators and the state legislatures into attention, and it can be used as a springboard for whatever other state sovereignty issues you have in mind.
Thank you for the call tonight, Joe. I appreciate it. I think that if somebody goes ahead and runs with that idea, you'll see a variety of levels of success. I think it'll be mostly failure, but in states like New Hampshire, for instance, it might actually have a shot at being successful, because when you're dealing with when you're in a place like New Hampshire, the congressional districts within the state are so small that they actually do have to listen to what you have to say, whereas if you're in California, where there are far, far, far many more constituents for each senator slash representative in the state, they just don't care as much about you there. I mean, in New Hampshire, the state representatives don't have staffs. It's their family that answers the phone.
He's not actually talking about dealing with likely the state representatives.
He's not? I thought he was saying that the state legislature has control over the senator and that you have to lobby them to...
But when you're thinking about it, you can't use the party two-party politics to make it work. And I'm not saying this is a bad idea. I think it's I'm all for unique ideas because I'm tired of the same old ones. That's for sure, because they're not working. But you know, a senator is going to be elected statewide, in both cases. So, and a statewide
a U.S. senator,
a U.S. senator is going to be elected statewide from inside that state. So you're going to have whatever majority, you know, whether it's red or blue, in that particular state is going to be what that senator is. So there's going to be more of that senator's party in the state legislatures, be it Senate or House of Representative. And I don't think you're going to likely get too many of the state legislators or state senators to vote outside of their outside of their party. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're not going to go after one of their own, is what
right.
You're
so
saying.
The Democrats aren't going to go after the Democrat senator, and only the Republicans will. I think you could really get the Republicans rabid for it, but so it's like the way it's set up, it's going to have some difficulty. I'm not saying it's a bad idea, but if you can get that kind of people that excited about an issue like pulling back a senator, it seems like you get them excited about secession. I don't know, maybe.
That's what I would think. I always want to strike at the root, right? I just feel like you're changing one senator out and replacing with another senator. What's it going to do? I mean, even if you're successful in one state at getting that to happen, let's say New Hampshire and Vermont manage to pull it off and they yank the current senator out and replace him with somebody else. Well, how is that going to do anything significant to Washington, D.C.? Nothing's going
to
change.
And then the thing that Vermont and New Hampshire have done to themselves is they've taken likely a more powerful senator and traded them for a less powerful senator, so they're going to get less for back for their state. And a lot of people do care about that kind of thing. Oh, well, we've got to give more bridge highway money or whatever. So,
well, if it's all about the money, then they should be in favor of secession, because then you get to keep the money instead of sending it to the federal government in the first place.
It's an idea.
800-259-9231.
I feel like if you replace a senator this time, that doesn't mean that the old, more powerful senator isn't going to try to get back in full force next race. I mean, it seems like even if you can manage to get somebody out, the politicals, this is their life, and they really like what they do, and they're not going to give up very easily.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, even here in the local races, there's the one senator, the state senator, that's been ejected, and he keeps running.
Yeah,
he keeps wanting to get back in there.
Back.
So yeah, I think you're right about that, Julia. That's just why I'm so jaded against the whole political system.
It's really hard not to be if you've participated in it at all. And I feel like it's so much better in New Hampshire than it is, say, in Florida, where I come from. But
that's not saying much.
No, it's not saying much. And if you really try to participate, you just tend, in my experience, people tend to get burned out really easily. And
you got burned real quick.
Oh, yeah. Running for city council was like the worst thing I ever did. It was a very traumatizing experience. But you just realize what a facade it really is. It's a joke.
You nailed it. That's why I'm all about the secession thing. It's hard enough to deal with politics on a state level. But to think you can have an effect on the power-hungry sickos in Washington, D.C., let me know when you work it out, man. Let me know when you have some success. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
When an exploration ship from Freehold discovered a planet with intelligent life forms, it should have been the most important event in history, and it might be. But for all the wrong reasons. A novel of space action from a new star of military science fiction, Contact with Chaos, by Michael Z. Williamson, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.